The Merciful Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his honorable habit was that whichever libas attire he would attain, he would used to wear. He would wear. And from his libas attire, regularly, the clothes that the Prophet ﷺ would wear and put on, from amongst those was the jubba, the robe or gown, long coat. And in the same way, Hazrat Al-Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu anhu stated that he saw that the Merciful Prophet ﷺ also wore the Roman gown, robe, whose sleeves were narrow. Whose sleeves were narrow. In the same way, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from amongst his attire, was also qubba, a long gown, the quilted garment, and the pyjama trousers. But the regular libas, regular clothing that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would commonly wear, regularly wear, they were the kurta, in other words, the qamiz, the long shirt, the tahmad, the cloth worn around the waist, and the sheet, the cloak, and the imama, turban. This was the common, regular clothing of the Prophet ﷺ. Hazrat Umm Salma stated that the Merciful Prophet ﷺ, from amongst the clothes he wore, from all of the clothes he preferred, liked most the kurta. In other words, the clothes that he wore, from amongst them, the clothing that he preferred and liked the most was the kurta that he wore most regularly, the qamiz. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would also wear the stocking, socks and shoes. All of these things were used. So these libas, clothing items of the Holy Prophet, the Merciful Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two types. One of those that whatever came, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear regularly, and one was the special select clothing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wear at different times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to us, with regards to his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give us the tawfiq, ability to do amal on his beloved sunnahs. Ameen.